Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reporting directly from triage for the WWE as things are just getting worse and worse and worse. As you can tell, even my co-correspondents are turning into zombies.
No, but this is bad. This is really bad. Why don't you set it up?
Well, first of all, I'll just let everybody know that at the table I have with me Chris Waters and Jason Block, who agree with me, you know, it's getting more and more appropriate that WWE is doing zombie stuff in their games because this is what we're getting at. Now, we've already reported the fact that Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt and ring announcer JoJo have been laid up with viral meningitis. Well, now somebody has... I don't know how a disease can press a schmoz button, but here we go.
You know, yeah, and the thing is that it's either going... The thing is, it might be viral meningitis, but it might also be the mumps right here. Because apparently, I've heard a report that they are testing for mumps right now.
Oh, lovely. If there's an anti-vax on the roster, I want him punched in the nuts and fired.
Well, Val Venus is already gone, so.
Like I said about Lesnar, before you talk about Val, you're going to find quite a few other things before you find anything like that. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't know what he had anyway. But I could make the same joke about Zenmeister, but I'm not. So, to a lot of people's surprise, and to a lot of number three's delight, it was discovered that Roman Reigns has been diagnosed with said viral meningitis. Another patient in? Who's there?
Incoming wounded. Attention all personnel.
Yes.
Right. Yes, incoming bad news.
Yeah, that would be Shane Beamon. Welcome. You got your mask on? Yeah.
I'm in another country, so I'm thankfully good.
Thankfully, no. This is not an airborne virus, but good Lord, how Roman ended up with it is still a mystery, and I'm hoping that everybody else are. You know, I hope his Shield mates are being tested. I'm hoping the bar's getting tested. I'm hoping that Miz gets tested for the sake of Maryse.
That's right. Oh my God! Hell yeah! And you're right. Fuck the internet, by the way. Seriously.
How Roman would have got it? Well, him and Bray are like pretty close friends outside of the ring. So
okay,
he probably would have had a conversation. He could have had a conversation with him backstage, and yeah, just a handshake or whatever, and yeah, there you go.
So. You know, but for that, that's what I mean. So when did that interaction happen? And given how many people Reigns has been dealing with, because if it's my understanding, Wyatt obviously wasn't at the tapings, wasn't at Raw this week. And the previous week, he did a vignette, which meant he could have been anywhere.
Yes, but the original carrier was Bo Dallas.
And Bo and Bray, I believe, ride together, a family and all.
Yeah. And like I said, if it is mumps instead of the viral meningitis that it was originally thought to be, symptoms for mumps can take 16 to 18 days to appear. So it could have been a while ago they got something with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Roman was in the ring with, I believe, the whole Miztourage at one point.
That's what I mean. The fact that Roman and the Shield have been dealing with Miz, the Bar, and just recently Kane and Braun Strowman. Now I'm going to make a kayfabe joke in that meningitis is too scared of Strowman to give him anything.
Yes.
And in the case of Kane, what is the melting point of this virus?
Well, yeah, that's called sterilization, right?
Sterilization, cauterization, you know. So, you know, all joking aside, though, this is serious. and it's something you wouldn't expect to happen in 2017. I mean, this is shit I would expect at an indie.
Well, from what I've read, this is similar to something that happened at the NHL last year. They had a big issue with some kind of virus, probably mumps from what I'm reading. That kind of hurt them for their early season last year. So,
well, all I know is that it must be really serious if WWE is even contemplating having Kurt Angle go into the match.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that's going to be more of a bait and switch, because if they said Jason Jordan was going to be put in that TLC match, everybody would shrug their shoulders. This putting Kurt Angle in is generating some buzz.
And it's promoting the video game, if you think about it.
Yeah, and with that, I could even, you know, I had a storyline idea pop in my head while I was getting ready for the show, that since the Shield decided to intimidate Angle, you know, Angle could be coming back for this match and say, you know what, you know, you fuckers aren't going to listen to me, and you disrespected me by chasing me out of my own ring. I'm out of here. And leave them to get taken out by the bar and Miz and company.
You guys don't deserve an Olympic gold medalist like me, but you can get my gold-blooded son.
Yep.
You know, I believe my son will do just as well. My son will do even better. Because he doesn't have to worry about having a broken freaking neck.
Yeah, because you could definitely tell that. I mean, because to throw Kurt Angle in there just like that, that's kind of fucked.
I can see where they're coming from, though, because they built this up as the Shield's reunion, something really big. Now, with Roman out, no matter what you think of the Roman Reigns character and everything, with Roman out, they lose the Shield reunion buzz, so they had to get some kind of buzz in replacement, and I guess the best they could do with short notice was Kurt Angle.
I think that actually there's a few people that could have gone to, but Angle's going to generate the most buzz.
Exactly. That he was the one that would be equal, if not a little bit higher, than a Shield reunion full-on match. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, please! If you're gonna do something, you could have just taken out the whole Shield and just said, well, instead of Shield versus these five, we're gonna have three-man band versus these three. We're gonna have a 3MB reunion instead of a Shield reunion. There you go, problem fixed.
It's just, you know, it's something that you gotta think. What would you do? You know. Okay, let's put ourselves in WWE's seat for a minute. Jason, I'll start with you. Booking Panic.
Yeah.
One of your biggest names and your biggest faction of the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is now messed up for your main event.
Right.
Who do you get?
Ha ha ha. Well, what I would do, I would have actually thrown maybe Drew McIntyre in there, somebody from NXT. Why not? Maybe one of the Authors of Pain dudes.
Are they face?
No, they're heel. Or are they face? I don't know. Chris, what do you think?
Honestly, outside of Angle, and by the way, somebody else has something to say about that. Just had some words on Twitter about that whole situation, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Really, there was only a few other options. Well, since he's going to be there tomorrow, you could have thrown just huge money at Lesnar, but I don't think he would want to work with in a TLC match. Although that would have been interesting.
I'd love to see what they'd find when they test him.
Honestly, besides the NXT people, the only other option I could have thought of would have been to just cancel Finn Balor's solo match and put him into the whole situation there. That's the only other thing I could think of they could have done.
I think Finn would have been up for it. That would have, that solves both problems at the same time. And, you know, that throws extra time into the TLC match itself. Now, granted, we only have six matches on the card, but it wouldn't be that hard to say, okay, where's the rest of our tag teams? Let's have a number one contenders match. We'll do a tag team gauntlet match or something. That'll take care of 30 minutes. And you could still do the demon entrance as a surprise thing where, you know, Ambrose and Rollins come down to the ring. Miz is all gloating that you know, hey, you know, you lost your big dog. You know, where's your big dog? Did he get lost? Or if they're going to be serious, Miz heals it up with, I'm sorry. You know, guys, I'm really sorry about Reigns. I'm sorry that he can't go home and kiss his wife and children because of what he's got.
Mm. Boo. Boo. Excuse me. And Miz would do it. Because he's
He would do it because he's a dick and he's a good heel and, you know, this is serious, but...
I don't think Vince would want his top guy sounding like he has an STD.
It's like, the way people are talking about it, everybody seems almost jubilant that they're not getting Roman tomorrow. So I'm more worried that he's going to get a face pop for it.
Here's the thing. Mark fans are just dumb. I mean, the complaints I've seen about this is ridiculous. You're getting a WrestleMania caliber match at TLC and you're going to bitch and moan about it. Huh?
Well, and so you know, to finish my scenario real quick, so you have all of Miz's crew out there and you have the Shield boys come down. And as Miz is just raking them over the coals about them not having a chance, and that no man is going to assist them, you start the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then you see Kane get really agitated. I mean, they're from the same neighborhood.
Hold on.
I'm just, you know how my brain loves to do screwy shit like that, but
the only reason I could think of that they wouldn't put Finn in there besides to give the same amount of matches would be that they might be keeping him and either Kane or Strowman separate for something in the future.
But it's one of those things. You there? You all there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, we're here.
Okay. It's just one of those things where I don't understand the fan mindset that they would put their own wrestling satisfaction over somebody who's really hurt.
And that's why I'm in one of those I have had enough of your shit modes. And I shouldn't be looking at the internet while I'm on here, but I'm going to, excuse me. And I quote, man, I eat one sleep-inducing gyro and suddenly I wake up to something straight out of heaven.
Heaven?
Fuck you sideways with a rusty chainsaw and I know somebody who'd do it for you.
Wow. Wow. That's insane.
Wrestling fans are just dicks.
Now, let's see. Ooh. On WWE's Twitter, AJ has responded to the TLC shakeup.
Oh, do we... Oh, okay. Do we have the video? Because I didn't see it yet.
I saw it already.
So, Cliff's notes?
Basically, he's just saying, you know, SmackDown land opportunity. I've made it my chance, and that's why I'm also going to TLC to get an opportunity to show what I can do. And I've faced demons before since. So, Finn, it's time for you to face the phenomenal one, pretty much.
If he deliberately said, I faced demons before.
Yes.
Okay, I feel a little better now. Selfish me still wanted my demon, damn it.
I know.
Thank you, AJ. And maybe I'll get to see him tomorrow night.
You never know.
There was talk about a couple, you know, we've got a few people out, you know, a few people on the roster who aren't doing anything right now. The problem is I keep thinking and everybody's coming up heels. I mean, the Good Brothers are heels. Can't use them.
Although you could have really, really surprised people with this. You have, instead of getting Kurt on there, you get Dean and Seth taken out backstage by Strowman, just being a bastard. And since you have AJ in the building already, and you have Finn in the building already, get the Good Brothers with them and have them all come out and face all those five guys.
That could work. I know that'd get a lot of number threes running to the restroom to change your pants. But what does that do for Joe Casual fan?
That's why they did the Kurt Angle thing.
Right,
that's still casual.
That's to keep the casuals, because we've already had a couple of ticket. We've already had some ticket bumps with the Shield reunion and the revelation that Balor's coming out in demon paint. And so to keep that level up, they went and got AJ, who is, you know, bar none, probably the most popular guy on the SmackDown roster right now, outside of the Fashion Police. And they're doing it without wrestling. But anyway, and since we don't know what's going on, you know, there was talk that that Kevin Owens is being flown back to the States, but we don't know. We don't have a full answer to why he's being brought back. You know, I've heard personal family issues, and I don't know.
But you want to know something interesting? I want to also go back. If this was before the wellness policy in 05, we wouldn't have heard about this.
No. There would have been some sort of cover up. There would have been a whole bunch of rebooking, and they would try to turn it into a storyline, and something. I'd be even more flabbergasted, and once the truth got out, I would be pissed. And also in the fact this was before, if it was before the wellness policy, there's a chance they might not have caught it.
Yeah.
And maybe not catch it until half the roster's in the hospital. It's not like staff where it sticks to somebody and they have to deal with it on their own. This is something very contagious. What we got here?
You don't have to say it out loud. It was just something, a silly idea somebody had, and I got a chuckle out of it.
See, that's stuff that I, you know, that's something else I was thinking about. I could, you know, I made the joke that, you know, Balor was, you know, taking extra precautions and found a way to banish Sister Abigail and kind of overdid it. Yeah. And so, you know, not to make light of it, but I'd put that out there, but that doesn't fit the narrative in the fact that Balor has worked with various members of the Shield. He's worked with Ambrose and Rollins before, so that was my immediate solution.
But I mean, this is the WWE has never experienced anything like this that we know of, at least publicly before.
No.
Closest was that whole elevated liver enzyme stuff back in Great American Bash 06, uh-huh. I think.
Oh, six. Yeah, I was there. I was at that show.
Oh, so you're the Jinx then.
No. Admittedly, though, I was also at the SmackDown ECW taping with the major wellness bus that like 10 people got sent home.
What the hell was the name of that pharmacy?
No, not the Signature Pharmacy stuff. This was an incident in 07 where about 10 people got busted. Maybe it was Signature. But among the people that was busted was John Morrison. And he had just
I think that was the Signature. I think that was the Signature one because Rey Mysterio was on that list as well.
Yeah. And weird ones like Funaki and Umaga were on this list. But, you know, and since I think Joma was the only one of any major had any major storyline impact, and they were going to put the ECW title on Punk anyway. It just became a formality once Joma got busted, and sorry to be part of the crowd that chanted during this match, "You're suspended." Mm-hmm. But you know, a medical emergency within the staff, that has not happened. We've had natural events that have screwed up shows. Raw versus the Volcano, the Blizzard of 2015. What was the other one?
Raw is SmackDown, whatever. When they were all trapped in Europe?
Yeah. I think that was Raw versus the Volcano.
Oh, okay. I lose track of these.
I was at the Raw versus the Volcano show.
So how did that go through for you? Because to be honest, Great American Bash 06, people were going in with very low expectations, and even with the changes, it still was a decent show. Raw versus the Volcano, they're doing this on the fly, so it's more like a glorified house show because there's no script.
Because everyone was stuck, in Washington D.C. and they couldn't get to the Meadowlands at the time. So, but yeah, I mean, this is fine. I mean, shrug. Okay.
So, weather events, there's absolutely nothing you can do. A medical event should be somehow preventable, but it's not something that you can 100% stop. So this is something that WWE is going to have to watch very closely.
This ain't going away for a while, by the way, either.
This is going to make the rounds up and down the roster, and that's not cool.
Also, SmackDown too. Don't get me wrong; I think SmackDown's affected too. Somehow, I don't know.
Well, the fact that two major names have been pulled off their international tour, not because they're sick, but because they've got to fill in blanks for Raw.
I bet you. Paul and Vince and Stephanie are on the phone like 24 hours right now.
Yeah, all three of them are on the phone trying to get a hold of somebody. The evil boss, Dr. Levesque, is calling in favors left and right. Vince is fretting, probably calling a lot of legends to try to get somebody to come in. And Hunter keeps putting his hand over the phone and says, Pops, we can't use them. They can't work. How good are they going to be in the ring? We can't have people just talking. We need wrestlers.
Oh please. Let's be honest here. We all know what Paul's really saying when he covers his hand over the phone. It's like fuck this, Vince. I'm 10 times better than these guys. Just let me do it.
You know what? I would pay WrestleMania money to see Hunter actually do a TLC.
Mm. And Hunter's going, hey Sean, I know you're doing the special guest referee bit for NXT. For TakeOver. You want to help us out? No, man. I'm retired.
No. Sean would be, why? Do you need a special guest referee for it? No, dude. I need you in the ring for this. Hunter, we've talked about this. I'm retired. Remember?
Come on, man. It's the one time that DX gets to team up with the Shield. Let's do this.
Oh, shit!
Oh, my goodness. I almost ruined a monitor over that.
Oh, my.
I'd mark.
I'd mark too.
This is
one of the biggest stories of the year so far.
Oh yeah, and it's got some residual sound waves. You know, it's got some residuals because guess what? They called Kurt Angle to come in and help the Shield. Daniel Bryan's standing there going, "I'm right here."
Yeah. There's already a meme going around about that as well.
He just tweeted about it. He just said,
"Interesting."
Yes.
So now the internet's like, oh shit. They're gonna try to work a way to get Bryan and Angle to face each other at WrestleMania.
That is the next question, isn't it? That's the 900-pound gorilla in the room, isn't
it? Why are they allowing Kurt, who is, you know, it's my understanding his neck is shot. His body's not in the greatest of shape from all the alcohol and pills.
And yet he'll still try to moonsault off Braun Strowman's shoulders or something.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Oh, God.
He will do a moonsault off the Jeff Hardy ladder if you let him. And Kurt's in his mid-late 40s.
I will check, actually. Kurt, I think, is 45, but I will check.
Okay.
Yeah, Kurt's is like mid-40s, nearly 50s.
So is Shane McMahon. Didn't stop him.
But Shane's got a biological override. When it comes to match participation,
you mean a very small penis? No, I'm sorry. You're
not wrong.
He had
three sons. He can't. It can't be that bad. Anyway,
he's actually going to be 49 in December. Okay.
All right. Daniel is younger than him, and you know the only known, quote unquote, injury he is dealing with is possibly perpetual concussion syndrome.
Right.
And that kept Bret freaking Hart out of the ring. So Daniel, please.
Don't go back. He'll be
He's already dead set going for it. Like he's already made it pretty much clear to everyone as soon as his contract's up with WWE, he's gone.
Right, and Bree has gone on record saying he will wrestle again. So I'm just, is it a correct emotion for me to be scared?
No, I'm saying no. It's not incorrect. You can be scared for Kurt Angle and Daniel Bryan because they didn't bring him back in the way we thought he was going to be. This is just, he's being thrown in. Holy shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm thinking that's a bait and switch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Jason Jordan. It has to be.
Which I'm perfectly fine with because I think this would be a great time for him to have a coming out party in wrestling. I don't understand why I have to clarify that.
or Matt Hardy or whatever. You know, somebody.
Yeah, hell, Matt's... hey, Matt, you're bored. Come here.
We know you're not as crazy on those kind of matches as your brother, but you can do something, right?
Do you really want us to trigger you broken? Me and my buddy Braun. But Matt would be another good choice. He'd be a hell of a ring general in the middle of this chaos of a TLC match.
The only problem I have with that is if you're going to do Matt Hardy teaming up with the Shield guys, then you know what everyone's going to want. That's to make this mega. We need broken Matt.
Well, yeah, Matt needs to be completely and utterly broken.
Hello?
Because I'm here.
No, you all went out for just a second.
Oh. Must have been on your end. But, yeah.
No, Matt, it was on. I heard you break out, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, anyway.
No, so did I.
Well, Matt, Matt would be another good option, but yes, you know, people would want broken Matt, but don't we already have, you know, we've already got one lunatic in this match.
You can never have too many lunatics in a match.
That's why
I get my systems back to play 2K18 again, I'm going to put Dean Ambrose versus Sid, for crying out loud.
And we are not having Sid come in.
No. I'm not saying that.
And Sid had told me that, but he has a softball game anyway, so he won't be there.
Yeah.
But yeah. And to clarify, Jason, I'm not just scared for Kurt Angle and Daniel Bryan and their headstrong thought of getting back in the ring. I am scared for the roster because so many people potentially have been exposed to either of these very, very vile illnesses. And, you know, I thought mumps was something we killed with vaccines.
We did. But I'm going with the viral meningitis, by the way.
Yeah. I'm going with that because you can't vaccinate against that.
Yeah. At least it's viral meningitis, which is treatable. Bacterial meningitis, on the other hand, that's the more fatal of the two.
And that's quick-ass fatal. That is quick-ass fatal. Somebody would be having a funeral right now. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I am being unreasonably scared at this point that, you know, that it might go that far with the viral meningitis.
The only positive light on this, at least it didn't happen like before WrestleMania. Can you imagine?
Oh my God! Yeah.
And, but that thought is now in the back of Vince's head. This is very real, and this could happen at any time. So, Vince, you better have plan B, C, D, and F ready. Because, you know, you're not going to cancel. The show must go on. Is the automatic mentality.
Yeah, okay. But I understand that. But reason why I stated that the pay-per-view should have been at least postponed. Mm-hmm. Is just because, like you said, no one knows how far, like, it spread or who could have it or whatever.
I agree with you, Shane. Just chuck it. Chuck it.
But I have tickets. Okay, that's selfish of me.
Yeah, I understand.
That's selfish of me. They've got 48 hours, and I'm guessing their doctors work weekends. So everybody's going to get checked. Everybody is going to get either a probiotic to hopefully stem the tide. Or if there's any hint of this virus, that they go on antibiotics immediately, and yeah, be asked to not show up, not be on the road. So tomorrow is going to be interesting for the show that I'm going to. And let me make sure. I'm pretty sure, you know, it's got to be a Raw house show. If it's this close to Minneapolis.
And where is SmackDown? Are they still in Argentina right now?
Yeah.
Good. Well, they can't fly anybody back. I bet you, AJ was on the first plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you got to come home. What? Oh, crap. All right. You know?
Yeah. Obviously, the house show tomorrow night is a Raw house show. So that means I'll have some answers when I get back from that.
And if we need to, we'll come back. But right now, I think that's it, Nikki, right? Pretty much?
That's about all I can, you know, I think we've covered everything that we need to cover on this. If we do something tomorrow night, it will be fairly late. And you would probably have to dial me in because I'm going to be driving. I'm, you know, Mankato is a couple hours from my house. So Jason, I just, you know, if you guys want, if it turns out people want to do an update show with me.
Yeah, we can do that.
I will call you once I am in the car and out of the parking lot of the event. And I'll be happy to talk to everybody about this. Is that fair?
That's fair. If there is anything, let me know. I could also get you on the phone.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to dial me in because I don't have Skype on my phone, and I wouldn't trust Skype if I'm in the middle of South Bumblefuck, Minnesota. So,
all right, and real life gets in the way. So let's just take it home at the moment.
Yeah. So everybody, please say it instead of being a number three. And celebrating the fact that Roman and Bray Wyatt have been taken off the card, please pray for them and their families. And cross your fingers for the rest of the roster, because this could get really ugly really, really fast. So,
Roman wouldn't be at home. There's no way. They would have just put him in a medical ward somewhere because they can't afford him banging around his daughter or his wife.
Or his newborns.
Exactly.
No. I've touched on that. There's no way Roman can't go home, and that has to gut him even more. So, you know, thoughts and prayers with you, Joe. You know, I want you healthy, and I want you back, and your brothers will be waiting for you. You know that. And Bray, you know, I don't care how ridiculous the Sister Abigail thing was. Part of my money for the tickets was going towards your match with the Demon. So get better. Get some ideas. I bet you'll think of some really cool shit in a fever dream. And bring it with you. So for Jason Block, for Shane Beeman, for Chris Waters, my name is Nikki Heyman. Everybody, please say a prayer and stop snarking on this pay-per-view.